Recording process
so whenever,
here.
Whenever we're ready, I'll hit the play button.
Okay, we're ready.
All right, let's do it. We're live.
Hello?
Need water, and I can't hear anything.
Testing 1 2 3. Can you hear you?
One second, let me see here. Can I? Yeah, I can hear.
There
everything.
You go.
Everything's crystal clear.
All right.
Thanks for asking.
Hey, I do what I can.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Neon Talk. And I want to, right up front, we just recorded the vocals for show 540 for Neon Jazz. And it's great to be back in Signal Hole with Mr. John Christopher, the home of the Neon Beat. And I just want to remind everybody that John Christopher can always be found on the web at RadioGeorge.com, the finest show in the Kansas City market, the Neon Beat.
Gee. Thank you. But if you like your Sinatra and your Doris Day and your jazz, it's good memories, good listening, and I explained it. Let me get this album on here for you.
Oh yeah, which I'm gonna flash up the art here in a second because we got this here. I'm surprised I never brought it down here before.
Whoop. Right? Oh, I hate it when
a perfectly good needle gets thrown. Like, here we go.
There we go. Herbie right. Hancock.
Yes.
No, what I started to say is the show. Get my headphones on
it
here.
Let me see that real quick there. Let me bother you real quick to see that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Double album set.
Right there.
Yeah.
It's a reprise from the perennial Blue Note label. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So what were you saying now?
What was I saying? Oh,
yeah.
The show I do, the Neon Beat. You can enjoy some Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Henry Mancini. I started to say the show is kind of a mild form of protest on my part, as it is Joe doing his show, because nobody seems to be paying any attention to our age group when it comes to our genre of music that we like to hear. I'm a little tired of the strident voices and the pop stuff. And if that makes me sound old, too bad.
That's right. Well, you know, I don't know where I heard this. Maybe it was Miles Davis. It had to be someone prolific like that that said that jazz was one of the original protest musics that actually was out there. That's the nature of it. And I don't think that's what we're necessarily trying to start a revolution here, but I think it's all about giving people a variety. It's like when I go into a grocery store when I was a kid, there was like one or two styles of mustard, and now there's all of these different styles, and you think, is it too much? Maybe not. Maybe you need a choice. And it's kind of like with radio and with what we're doing.
Well, what's happening is, let me do this for you.
Oh, yeah,
get rid of the pop screen.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, look like you were wearing a nylon, my friend.
Ooh,
I think you're here
so
to
well.
Rob me. But no, what's happened is that, and I think we've had this discussion before, is that the biggest corporations, in particular corporate radio, their strategy these days is to divide up the biggest pieces of the pie in a market, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
So you wind up with three country stations in one market,
uh-huh.
and you wind up with a bunch of rock stations, maybe a couple of urban. And especially all the religion in Spanish you can hear on the AM dial, and they're not seeing the adult market
right
as viable anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that's wrong,
right.
Especially when you realize that people who are what we call not necessarily seniors, but 40, 45 years old up until 65, 70, we own 75% of this nation's
GDP. We got it.
Yep.
That's
right. It'd be a good idea to try to placate us a little bit, I think.
Yeah. So at any rate, you can be caught on Radio George.
Yes.
On a regular basis, RadioGeorge.com, and I have a new home along with KCXL. You can catch me at the Mutual Musicians Foundation. They have 104.7. coming out of there at 18 of Vine. It's noon to 1, Monday through Friday. So we got that out of the way. I have a good story for you.
All right.
And I've been waiting to tell this to you, and this is just the serendipity of life. So we're in the grocery store the other night, Amanda and I. We're waiting in line, And I'm not really paying attention, but I kind of am. And I hear the guy in front of us, and he drops the loudest fart I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. Okay. You're talking percussion.
Yeah,
right?
I'm talking pure percussion. So Amanda okay. looks at me and says, we're out of here. So we leave, and we go to another line. So we're sitting there, and the guy that's checking out all of the customers there in Express starts talking this weird story about how he can see and how his vision is. And we look back at a guy and we're like, is this all happening right now? Because it's just, it's turning into a complete clown fest.
By the way, at my age, we call that propulsion.
That's right. So we're sitting there and we're trying to calculate this, and a guy behind us says something to Amanda, and she looks and says, are you from New York? I can tell by the accent. He was like, yeah. So she looks over at me and says, his family's from New York. So we start talking. This guy,
yeah,
I tell him somehow that I have a jazz show because we were talking about music, and he said, my grandfather is Bunny Berrigan.
No kidding. Mr. I Can't Get Started.
Yeah. So he's standing in line. By accident, we actually run into this guy.
Yeah.
And he lived in New York for years, lives here in Belton, Missouri, and we run into him at a grocery store. So he tells me about an autobiography called Mr. Trumpet. So I reach out to the author of it and ask him for a copy and hook up with him on Facebook so I may do a feature on Bunny Berrigan on the show.
Wonderful.
And that's how it all started. It was an accident. It was like the Big Bang, and that one line sent us over to the grandson of Bunny Berrigan.
Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah, Bunny's Mr. I Can't Get Started. That was his signature hit from 1937.
Yeah.
A huge one. You'd recognize it if you'd heard it, I'm pretty sure. There's been a few derivatives of it since. What a great era that was.
Yeah.
For jazz and swing music.
I was going to try to find the album tonight, but I couldn't. So I figured Herbie Hancock, we haven't had him on here, so... We went with him. But anyways, that was the happenstance story that I wanted to tell you about.
And, right. That's very serendipitous.
It was hugely serendipitous.
You can break your tongue on that word. We're going to say it too fast.
We're throwing it around. I broke my tongue.
Oh.
But yeah.
I may be somewhat leather tongued, but as I get older here, I think I'm going to be sounding a little more like, who am I doing here?
You do a Paul Harvey?
No, I'd be doing Paul Harvey if I was doing that. No, but that's not far removed from Sean Connery. Which
that's right.
Yeah.
Which Sean Connery can do some mean impersonations.
Yep. I'll bet he can. There's somebody who does a mean impersonation of him on Saturday Night Live, or at least used to, when they were playing, Jeopardy.
Oh, that's right.
SNL Jeopardy.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember that.
I did your mother once. Trebek.
Trebek. I can't believe that guy's still going.
Yep.
You know.
Yes, sir.
Do we have anything else here?
I don't know that I have too much else. As you can see, I'm growing this stash.
You got the new stash, kids.
Actually not new.
Wait, right.
The mustache has been around for most of my life. And I shaved it off, about 3 or 4 years ago.
Huh.
And then... For precisely the same reason that I removed it, I grew it back. But of course, I tell people I didn't actually shave it. I grabbed the top of my hair, pulled on it, and it went in.
That's my favorite one. Every time, it's like the horse walking into the bar. Every time you say, why the long face, I'm going to laugh.
All right.
I'm going to laugh at it. That's all there is to it. All right, kids. I think we've sufficiently used up as much time as we can, and that's all we're doing here.
We'll let Herbie trail out here. But, folks, thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
thanks for listening.
You. Enjoy Blue Note. Enjoy Herbie.
And you again, your address to listen to your shows.
It is theneonjazz.blogspot.com, or just Google Neon Jazz. You'll find a lot of fun stuff out there.
My show, The Neon Beat, at radiogeorge.com, streaming.
And we're here to help.
Indeed. And if you believe that, we might hang out a while.
That's right. Have a nice life, kids.
See ya. And enjoy the jazz, my friends.
That's right.
Neon Jazz.